Leanne Harris started running when she was in her late 40s. She set a goal of completing 7 marathons. That goal became a lot more difficult when she lost first her job, then her apartment, and ended up in a homeless shelter in downtown Seattle. Reporter Eilish O'Neill has the story.
Leanne Harris says she's always been an anxious person. She got divorced when she was in her early 30s, and that made things worse.
My sense of self and worth was very, very, very damaged.
When she was in her late 40s, she read that daily exercise could help. So she started walking.
Either before work or after work, I would go out and I would just walk around the block and I would time it. I was doing 30 minutes a day just walking, that was it.
On one of those days, her teenage daughter came along and they walked around a high school track together.
She said, "I dare you to run around the track." And I said, "Yeah, right." And she says, "Seriously, run around it. See if you can do it." "All right, I'll try." So I started jogging, huffing and puffing, but I did make it around the loop. After that, I got it in my head to start jogging a little bit here and there. What running did for me was give me self-confidence and a much higher sense of worth and value. So I got over feeling like I wasn't good enough as a woman.
By late 2003, about a year after she started running, Leanne could run for almost an hour without stopping.
I was wanting to do longer than that. I thought, well, you know, I don't know what's involved with doing a marathon, but I can check into it. I had not done a 5K. I had not done a 10K. I don't think it had registered with me that I should start out with something smaller, honestly. It just never occurred to me.
Leanne signed up for the 2004 Maui Marathon. After training through Seattle's mild summer, she headed to Hawaii in the early fall. The day of her race, temperatures were in the 80s, with humidity over 60%.
I started getting close to the mile marker 18. My legs would no longer hold me up. I was holding on to the milepost, and I literally started to faint.
Someone called 911 and an ambulance picked her up and brought her to a hospital to be treated for dehydration and heat stroke. But she says, if anything, that experience made her more determined to finish a marathon.
When I set my mind on something, I dig in my heels and I don't quit until I've done it.
So Leanne trained for and ran Seattle's Seafair Marathon the following summer.
Crossing that finish line was like being God, being on top of the world and looking down at everything else. My first thought was, okay, when's the next one?
Leanne set a goal of running 7 marathons. She says she picked that number because Lance Armstrong had won the Tour de France 7 times. But things weren't going well in her life. She was living in an apartment, but she only made $1,000 a month working part-time. She couldn't pay the rent. She ended up moving into a rooming house. Leanne says she got a new job canvassing for the Sierra Club, but she lost that. She couldn't find another job. This was 2005, and the economy was starting to slow down. No one was hiring. Leanne's savings were rapidly disappearing. And then the city of Seattle found that the rooming house where she was living wasn't up to code. Everyone was evicted. Leanne had no job and almost no money. She ended up in a shelter in downtown Seattle.
It was in a basement, like a huge warehouse basement, and there were 40 women crammed in, and there was no fresh air, there were no windows, the ceiling was black. They dimmed the lights at night, they did not turn them out, and the attendants were required to walk through. I'm a very light sleeper. I couldn't sleep for 5 nights straight when I first got in there.
Leanne says the hardest part was her lack of control.
As an independent woman who'd been taking care of 2 kids all her life, that was a real insult to me, not being allowed to make my own decisions about when to get up, when to go to bed, what I could eat, what I couldn't eat. You really have to give up a lot of your independence to be part of the shelter system.
Through it all, Leanne kept running.
The running made me feel in control. Again, it made me feel reconnected to the real me. The people that I passed were normal, everyday, average people. And if I conversed with them, it was as an everyday, average, normal human being who they had no idea what circumstance I was in. It helped me to connect with society in a healthy way.
It wasn't easy to keep up her training. For one thing, she didn't have enough food. She was living on food stamps, about $5 a day, and the food offered in the shelter made her sick.
And so I would try to find some bread or something like that to eat. I often went to bed hungry, lost a very great deal of weight.
Leanne would wake up before anyone else in the shelter and put everything she'd need for the day in her backpack. Then she'd take the bus to wherever she wanted to run that day, hide her backpack, and run. That's how it worked until one day when she went to Seattle's Queen Anne neighborhood for a run.
I looked around and didn't see any real bushes that I could hide the pack behind, so I set it just on the ground in a flower bed. I had done that before, and it had been okay. This particular time I came back and the backpack was gone.
A week later, someone at the hygiene center, a place where homeless people can do their laundry and take a shower, gave Leanne a new backpack. After that, she started leaving her backpack at the Seattle Running Company, a running store not too far from her shelter.
I just said, you know, I don't have a car. I'm here to run. Can I leave my backpack here?
Dropping by the Seattle Running Company three times a week gave Leanne something else, too, a running community.
Boy, those were the days I really enjoyed listening to them talk. It's very, very, very motivating because they share not just the accomplishment, but what they have suffered in the doing of it, and it helps you, okay, he did that, I can do this. And that was one of the reasons why I was so focused on the 7 marathons and continuing with the running is because I was part of that mindset too, where you set a goal and you don't give up.
So Leanne decided not to wait till she had a job and a home to run another marathon. In May 2006, she packed some blankets in her backpack and rode the Greyhound bus down to Olympia, about an hour south of Seattle, the night before the Capital City Marathon.
Slept on the steps of one of the government buildings and got up in the morning and changed and stored all my gear with under the table. And I said, I've got a lot of stuff here. Is this going to be okay? And they said, yeah, it's going to be okay.
When Leanne crossed the finish line that day, in 5 hours and 2 minutes, she said to herself,
okay, I'm going to be okay for a while now, you know? And that really helped a lot.
Did you feel like you were going to be okay because you had done something powerful and strong?
Very much so, very much so.
Leanne went on to run 2 more marathons while homeless. She says she took the feeling that finishing those races gave her and she used it to get back on her feet in another way.
Because I had set the goals that I did and was meeting them, that perhaps I could finish a 2-year degree. And it was when I was at Highland Community College finishing my 2-year degree that I decided to see if I could go for a 4-year degree.
Leanne transferred to Central Washington University, which is about 100 miles east of Seattle in the city of Ellensburg. She got a student loan so she could move out of the shelter into a dorm, and then eventually into her own apartment. She finished college with a degree in music and a minor in exercise science. She's still living in Ellensburg, not far from where she went to college in low-income housing. She can't run these days because of arthritis in her hips. She misses it.
There's something about being in the fresh air, the pounding on the pavement, the repetition of the pavement, the exertion that your body is going through. It makes you feel better.
Before she had to give up the sport, Leanne Harris ran the 2010 Seattle Marathon. It was her 7th marathon finish.
That's reporter Eilish O'Neill. We first learned about Leanne's story in a piece in the Seattle Times. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org.